Bill, the Sabres missed almost 2 weeks of hockey because of COVID concerns. Where do they stand health-wise at this moment?
Well, they're finally getting back to just about full health. And, I mean, this hit them hard. It's really stunning when you think about it that they went from a clean start to the year. They played for a couple weeks, and they got 10 games in, and all of a sudden they played those games against New Jersey, and it hit them immediately. At one point they had 9 guys out. And 4 of the guys who were on the list have played already. 3 of them said that they tested positive. And I'm amazed that these guys were able to come back so quickly from this. And I realize that they're professional athletes and it's their job. But, I mean, Tobias Reeder came back. He played Monday night after having just one morning skate with the team. And he had skated on his own, I believe, once before. But, I mean, for him to go through COVID and to sit idle for a couple of weeks and be able to play a game, and he played back-to-back games. He played Monday and Tuesday after going through that and not being able to skate or work out. I'm amazed that these guys have been able to do that.
Heading into the next couple of games, what needs to happen for the Sabres to get in the win column? It seems like the team has had a lot of close, winnable games this year.
They have played a lot of close games, and we saw in Tuesday night's game, the Islanders went up 2-0 early on, and for a team like the Islanders, a 2-0 lead, I mean, that's like a 4-0 lead. They're just so, so hard to play against, so hard to crack. But right after they went up 2 goals, Taylor Hall had a breakaway on a rookie goalie, Ilya Sorokin, and that's a situation, Taylor Hall, a former MVP, facing a goalie who's played 4 NHL games. You expect Taylor Hall to exploit the rookie goalie, and the Sabres can get back in the game, and he can get some confidence, and the Sabres can get some momentum. But he got stopped on the breakaway. I mean, the Sabres have had they've had chances, they've had some bad luck, but basically you need a guy like Taylor Hall to score in that situation. So they should have some confidence that they have played the Capitals tough this season. They beat them once, and probably could have beaten them at least one other time.